Thursday is the day we read from your email, and we're going to start with a correction.
In the final part of our series on hunger, we incorrectly identified the birthplace of the man we profiled. Brian Donaldson was not born in California. He was born in Camden, New Jersey.
On to your comments, and we received a bunch about my conversation with Congressman Mike Sodrill. I asked him about President Bush's assertion that the U.S. is fighting in Iraq because of 9/11. Here's what Sodrill said.
You know, that much is true. I mean, if we hadn't been attacked on 9/11, we wouldn't be in Afghanistan or Iraq, frankly. I mean, we would have no real reason to be waging a war on terror. They brought the war to us. Each of these are in response. Now, you could argue whether they are proper responses or not proper responses, but they are, in fact, responses. We didn't attack anybody. We were attacked, and we have responded to those attacks.
And Iraq is a completion of that mission, the way you see it, and you think that that's true of the way your voters see it as well?
I think they do, but I think they're more concerned about the present than the past.
Well, a number of you felt that I should have pressed the congressman harder. This comment is typical.
It's from Carol Turner of Duluth, Minnesota. She writes, I'm concerned that the views expressed by Congressman Sodrill continue to mislead Americans into believing that there was a terrorist link between Afghanistan and Iraq, as well as a link between Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. She goes on, I hope that those conducting the interviews at NPR will be a bit more assertive when told once again that our justification for being in Iraq is because we were attacked. Attacked by whom? Not a single Iraqi. And al-Qaeda terrorists flocked to Iraq only after we invaded.
Melissa spoke with Tim Noah about a book of his wife's writings that he put together. Marjorie Williams died of cancer in January, leaving behind two young children.
Listener Kristen Lierheimer of Columbia, Missouri, was moved by some of the excerpts we read. She writes, Williams' description of Halloween and seeing her daughter move through life's milestones hit close to home. I recently went through treatment for cervical cancer, and although my prognosis is great, her words described what has been in my heart.
Well, it came as no great surprise that some online gamers wrote in about my piece on MMORPGs, MorPegs. That, of course, stands for Massively Multiplayer Online Role-Playing Games. This email comes from a listener in Olean, New York.
Who writes, I listened with horror to this story, as he managed to omit two of the biggest issues relating to the buying and selling of gold and items from MorPegs. The first is the simple fact that buying anything in most of these games with real-world currency is a violation of terms of service, and that's grounds for having the offending accounts terminated. The second is that although you did mention professional gold farmers, you failed to mention that many of these farmers reportedly have ties to international organized crime. The listener continues, this is not the first time you've failed to address these issues while covering online games. I hope that if you continue to cover this growing industry, you look a little deeper and produce a story that reflects the full reality behind MorPegs.
And that message is signed Philip C. Bernstein, a.k.a. Gorvanok the Armsman, Yorga the Vampire, Vestla the Healer, Bileg the Warrior, and Lady Coldstrike.
Finally, Jake Warga's piece about his friend who jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge brought a good deal of praise. Victoria Langley of Tallahassee, Florida writes, the story of his friend's suicide and his search for answers stopped me in my tracks. It was moving and poignant. Thank you for airing this beautifully produced story on a painful but very important topic.
Mike McKenna of St. Catharines, Ontario, had some praise and a minor correction to the piece. He points out that the band The Stars are Canadians, not British, as we said.
We want to know what you think about our program. Send us a note from our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us.